I visited one of my prisons today, and as happens more often than not, what I planned is not what happened. Prisons are full of the same thing every day after every day, and yet every day is different. Something weird happens, different, every time I go to prison. Today, the count didn't clear, which means that they couldn't account for where everybody was. It usually clears by the time I get there, but it didn't clear. And so I didn't see my guys for fully an hour after I was there. Supposed to see them from 8 to 10. I didn't see some of them until 9 o'clock, and I didn't see anybody until almost 9 o'clock. And that's kind of frustrating, but prison ministry is the answer to the prayer, Lord, help me to be patient. Because I don't know any way to be patient except to have stuff happen that makes you impatient. And I talked to the guys a little bit. We always have news and things like that. And then I wanted to pray the Nativity Canon. I even practiced it so I could sing the tone to Irmos really well, at least well comparatively for me. And talk about Nativity and such. None of that was able to be done because we didn't have enough time, because people were kind of filtering in because of the problems with the count. So I'm going to give a talk soon about prison ministry to a group of people, which is kind of a new thing for me, to talk outside of just sermons in church. I feel great about doing sermons, but I feel weird about talking in public. I consider that to be public, to talk to somebody outside of church. In church, I just consider like I'm talking to my family. And in this talk, I thought I would give some of the feedback of these guys that I see. And so they told me a few things. You know, I said, tell me anything you want to tell me. And one of the things, one guy said he wished that they could see us more often, because I come twice a month when I'm really fortunate when things work out. As it turns out, probably the average is 1.5 times a month, or even a little less than that, because there's always some reason why I cannot come, either a feast day, a big feast day, or the prison is shut down for some reason, locked down for some reason. It doesn't turn out that I see him 24 times a year. I might see him 18 times a year, 15 times a year. And so they struggle with that, and I struggle with it too. And one guy told me that in one prison he was in, the Roman Catholics had an ability to go to a service every single day. Of course, we're small potatoes, so that's really hard to arrange. It's hard to have people come and staff for that, because you have to have a volunteer present for each service. They also feel isolated. I mean, we're in the middle of the Bible Belt, where they think that food is the meat is the only food group, and it's just difficult because there's not very many Orthodox Christians around. They would love to be able to get more materials and also hear things on the radio. They don't have access to Ancient Faith Radio, for instance, or anything like that. If they have a radio, which is pretty easy to get at commissary, they can listen on FM radio stations. But there's no FM radio station that can broadcast Orthodox material in this area. So God willing, maybe something will happen with that. They were also mentioning something that I thought really is a wonderful thing to do. I talked to the chaplain, and I could do this if I have the strength and the energy, and may God help me to have it, is that on another day, like a Monday or a Tuesday, which are generally open for me, I could come down to the prison and have hour-long appointments with as many people as I wanted, let's say from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, and talk to them privately, which they crave being able to do that. There's very little opportunity for that because of the fact that I don't want to waste all the time of the guys in the group. Now I hear confessions and then they pray, kind of cool their heels during that time. This way, if I came once a month or twice a month, I might be able to get all my guys seen and see them individually for an hour. And that would be just superb. I mean, I'm trying to teach some of them, get them ready for baptism, Other guys have already gone through the curriculum, if you can call what I do a curriculum, since it's not very organized. They've already heard that, and I'd like to not re-expose them to something over and over again. It's a really good possibility that this could happen pretty easily, at least in this prison. I'm also excited that I met one of the, or I didn't meet, but I saw the warden that I know, who's over the pastoral ministry in the prison and the chaplaincy. And he's fine. He'll talk to me about us being able to serve divine liturgy soon. So, God willing, I'll be able to serve the divine liturgy. And my idea is to serve the divine liturgy once a month in each prison that I visit. I visit two prisons. So may God help that to happen. It's been a long time, and I've never served the Divine Liturgy. I've given them communion from the reserve sacrament, but they haven't seen a service from beginning to end. And I'm going to finally start doing that after all these years. So that was what happened in prison ministry this Wednesday. As usual, something to make me have to be patient, to wait, but good news. And also seeing guys who just, two of them want to become Orthodox now, and they're just really, you can really see they're starting to take it to heart. That's very good to see. I've also got guys coming who are not Orthodox, who just love to come to our sessions, and they add an incredible amount of flavor and edification to the group because they're good guys. I'm very fortunate to have really good men that I see. Some of the problems that are in prison, really, I don't see them in my guys. My guys are educated, can read, and they're quieter. And they're very serious. And they're honest. I see more honesty in prison than I see in the world. I guess that's because so many barriers are broken down in prison. People just tell the truth more, at least after they've been seasoned for a while in the crucible of prison environment.